Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy Dave from LA here with you live today on December the 27th, 2016. It is a Tuesday, and it's our first day back from a week off. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Enjoyed the week that we had off. Hopefully, your week last week was great. Got away from pretty much everything. Just had to take care of some personal things and really, really needed to do it. Man, was cool to do. But missed you all here at Tando Radio Show. Got a little late start, but that's all right. We're going to jump right into today's show. And, of course, you know, to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, but you can go to the website, blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you can make your donations there, as well as www.btrcommunity.com. And you can be a part of the social media outlet, the actual social media outlet that was put together by Black Talk Radio Network for you guys to support you. And as well as you're looking to purchase real money, I mean, to exchange and to get real money from your cash and to have a real savings and real money, to do that with Prosperity Mint. And we talk about that so many times, you know what to do there. So let's jump right into today's show. Just want to say, hey, I truly, truly did miss you all and glad to be back on. And so we're going to get going with what's in the news. And this is really cool. No problem. We'll get started with everything. Just running just a little behind, but it doesn't really matter because there's so much that's going on. We'll catch up with it all. And definitely, if you'd like to call in at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, and then we will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up if you have any questions or comments. So for me, in the past week, I kind of got away from everything, but we'll just pick up right where we were and get forward. And then going into the coming year, I'm going to try to have a more methodical approach to some of the things that's going on for all of us so that you can engage into some things now that you understand some of the things that's going on. If you've been listening to Tando Radio Show and been a part of BTR, Black Talk Radio Network, or BTR Community, you're very familiar and you're up to speed on some of the things that's going on, just, you know, some current event things from time to time to just to remind us is good to go. But what I want to do is to have some real structural approaches to some things in the future, so that we're going to see in my opinion. So that is what I plan on doing in the coming hours, days, weeks, and months, as man would call it. And I would just say this is a part of our overall extension of the eternal existence that we're in, which I greatly appreciate and I absolutely love. And so I live in that form, fashion, and in that spirit and in that mentality of love. So I really am not really concerned about different things, and it's all, you know, as a friend of mine told me, it's all fun. But it, and I understood exactly what they meant. It is all fun. But yes, it is. But it's something I think that we definitely can learn from to see the great process in developing our talents to what they truly could be for the benefit of not only ourselves, but everything that we love and everything that we consider very important and relevant. So that's my goal in the future, and that's what we're going to be doing. So let's jump into what's in the news, and we'll get going. Give me a second to get in place, and I am in place. But so before we get started, let me give you an idea. Let's start with what today's show is going to be about. And today's show, let me see, one second. Let me reset. Okay, today's show is going to be Designed to Conquer, A Glimpse at the Conscious Plague. The coming war against China will defeat America, but the desire to enslave, that ambition still remains candidly rooted. That's what I want to start with and have different shows that's going to build upon that. And I want to really take a look at history and certain things, and then before we have, so we can see what's really going on and position ourselves accordingly. And my overall intention of this is to take different historical paths to see where the overall plan of the future is for those that have so-called influence and authority that we, the people, have given over to, so that we can see it. I'm going to touch on a couple of societal examples. We will look at those, a couple of things, and I want to definitely look at what's going on currently in regards to us, and also from a standpoint of the past, to give so that we can see what the overall agenda of creation for from some individuals and some free will decisions have been made to course a path that is not probably in our best interest, and we've seen that. But to actually know these things in a more succinct way is probably the best thing for us, so that we can see the power of the overall deciding factor and the use of our free will. If others can use their free wills to get what they want, you can do the exact same thing. It depends on what it is that you want. So I would definitely say that in order for the will and decisions of those of the past that have had a malevolent agenda and free will, all it takes is for people to go in a different have a different energy and a different direction for that to change for you and for many others. And primarily, probably the most important thing is for you. So let's jump into what's in the news before we get into Design to Conquer, A Glimpse at the Conscious Plague. And that has everything to do with some historical truths with China, so that we can see where we are for this coming war with China that's establishing and it's really speeding up. But what that really means for us, what that really means for you, and what you can decide to do. So let's jump into some of the things that what's in the news, and then we'll get right to it. So first article that we posted, let me just get situated here once again. So that first article, one second, and it is, okay, here we go. Was that it? No, here we go. Give me one second, everyone. Sorry about that. All right. First article comes from, this one comes from WeireChange.org, Obama Christmas present. Dangerous anti-propaganda bill signed into law with 2017 NDAA. Definitely you want to check that out. This is the overall. Right now you're going to see a lot of energy is going to be given to the so-called alternative media, fake news, and all of those things, because this is the propaganda program that has been designed. And what is going to happen is that they are going to try to discredit by ways of distorting, by way of propaganda. Propaganda can be used in a beneficial way or in a malevolent way. And there is going to always be a propaganda attempts to actually maintain the overall status quo, so that you won't know which way is up and which way is down. And I think very, very important for you to understand when there is something as good propaganda or as propaganda that's not in the best interest of you, that you could be able to easily discern that. One of the first things that I think that you should be doing to establish that is to never, ever have blind faith in the system. Never, ever, ever have blind faith and give authority to something or someone that does not deserve it. And if you really think about it, if anyone thinks that they're in control, rule, govern, or has this establishing the overall civilized direction is a lie. So I think it's very, very important for you as an individual to first be able to discern and to establish what is some truths that you live by, that you resonate with, that you choose to act on and to engage and to offer in your overall eternal existence. So right now you're going to see a lot of information. There is going to be propaganda. There's going to be PSYOP programs where they're going to establish fake news themselves to discredit those that they consider that are giving the truth. That's a challenge that's going to be challenging the overall direction and agenda of those that have been in the seat of authority by way of governing in the many faceted ways, from the military to the religious to the economic to the political arenas to the entertainment arenas. All of those arenas have really fostered a deception of prosperity and a deception of truth and a deception of freedom. And in order to maintain that, it has to evolve itself for where the overall threat is, and that the threat is always at the hand, at the minds and at the decisions of the people. You individually, you collectively, as the people that happen to be in this physical existence right now in this eternal state, what is called life. So check out that article so you can have an idea of what is going to be the main agenda, because they tell you everything. Next article that we posted, this one comes from Press TV. U.S. Senate plans to defund the UN, United Nations, for Israel, for Israel rebuke. They in things in Israel is starting to, what they did was they actually, excuse me, let me pull up this article so that you can, this is an important article. Let me pull this up one real quick so that you can know some of the things that's been going on. Senator Graham threatens to defund the UN after Israeli settlement veto. A U.S. senator has threatened to introduce a measure into Congress to pull U.S. funding for the United Nations until the Security Council repeals a resolution it passed condemning Israel settlement constructions as illegal. And this was definitely done in the Security Council in the U.S. For one of the first times had turned away from its overall support of Israel by refusing to veto the Security Council's decision, where the rest of the world and as many of the countries that were so-called allies and enemies of Israel said enough is enough. But I think this is all a part of the ploy and the agenda to actually get what is really wanted, and that is to maintain the overall global control and subjugation of humanity. So let me just read this real quick. It's that important to me, Senator Lindsey Graham, crazy as I don't know what, a member of the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee, told Cerebrally Naive Network on Saturday. This is a road we haven't gone down before. If you can't show the American people that international organizations can be more responsible, there is going to be a break. And I'm going to lead that break. Now, I thought it was so interesting. See, as long as everything is going the way the neocons and the fascist state wants everything to go, everything is fine. But as soon as there is a different direction, now all of a sudden it's time to blow up the whole spot. And that's what's going on here. But for me, this is just a trick, and it is a deception, and it's an ambush for something else that's wanting. So here it goes. It goes on to say, I will do everything in my power to work with the new administration and Congress to leave no doubt about where America stands. Who? America can't be – well, I don't really believe in the overall organization that they call America. That's a facade. It's not a living entity. But see, what it is a controlling factor to control those that do have the living energy, you. And they do that by having the falsehoods of personhood, that being America, that being corporations, that being the overall false facade, authority that is nothing more than a facade. But it goes on to say, no doubt about where America stands. When it comes to the peace process and where we stand with the only true democracy in the Middle East, Israel, the South Carolina representative added. In a major rebuke to Israel, the U.S. Security Council passed a resolution in a 14-0 vote on Friday demanding Israel immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. Now, this was 14-0. And what this resolution now from this is that now the Zionist government of Israel could be actually brought up against crimes against humanity because of this. And as was reported, but I'll wait to see how it unfolds, there may be some other resolutions that will be brought to acknowledge the Palestinian state, the statehood of Palestine. But I'm going to wait for that to happen. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing more than the direction to get to world war. And that is what is going to definitely happen. From this is the overall direction that is happening. So check out this article, really, really important, came from Press TV. It wasn't just America, it was others. It wasn't just Obama, it was others. But yes, the celebrity figurehead, Obama, refused to veto and abstain and didn't veto it. So this is what happened, and this is going to be a major road of contention that they're going to put the whole world in a period of depopulation, and they're going to use that by nationalism. And this is foolish for those of us. Once again, these individuals create laws they don't have to obey. They make laws that they don't have to obey. They create debt they don't have to pay, and they declare war they don't have to fight. So until we, the people, become wise and stop being foolish, allowing people that have immunity to govern and have authority over you, the problem is not them, it's you. It's I. It's us. It's we. So this is what needs to truly change. So check out that article. Next article. Didn't mean to get too far into that one, but hey, that was a really, really good and important one. This is, in my opinion, something that we all should be aware of because it has some real meaningful repercussions, some real, real meaningful inroads with this. Okay, next one. This one comes from Reuters. Oh, no, sorry, before we get there. Next one, this one comes from Time of Israel. Pakistan makes nuclear threat to Israel in response to fake news. This is why they're going to – this is what some of the things that the vehicles that they're going to use to get rid of Kando Radio Show, to get rid of Black Talk Radio Network, to get rid of – so that they can have only the message and to indoctrinate you with the schooling that they want you to surrender to, fight for, be willing to die for, be willing to give everything that you have, all of your energy to uphold, ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. So check out this article, very, very important. Goes back to one that we posted last week about something that so-called from a fake news organization that was repeating what the defense minister of Israel had said, but it doesn't really matter. These entities are warmongering, and they practice the human sacrifice ritual of war throughout the world in endless wars to depopulate and to control this planet. So there's nothing fake about that. This is just the propaganda that they're using to uphold their overall objectives, and this is just one of their methods. So check out that article. Next article comes from Reuters. China's carrier enters South Sea of China amidst renewed tensions. And China sent its only aircraft carrier that was established and built by Russia towards Taiwan, and its battle group is in that area and is going to start to engage in naval operations in that area. So check this out. The overall South Sea of China is really, really sparking. This is what today's show is going to be about, and we're going to get into that once we come back after our break. Some things that we definitely, so that you can, I want you to see some historical truths to this whole thing, or at least some of the possibilities and some of the inner workings of how things are going to totally deteriorate into war, in my opinion, where China is not going to be where it's going to end the overall human existence, but what is going to end is going to continue to end the overall human ability to have free will to decide. And I think that is going to their free will in decision making, and to further enslave people in a pit that will never end unless we stop digging it ourselves and falling into this grave. So definitely we'll take a look at that. So check out that article from Reuters. Next article comes from, this one comes from, theantimedia.org. U.S. government can legally access your Facebook data. Here's how. Check out that article. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to get off of FedBook, and one of the reasons why I highly suggest for only $24 a year that you be a part of BTR community. And that's go to, because nothing is free. And they're using all of this as inroads to the overall agenda to subjugate and enslave. So check out that article. Next article. Israeli Defense Minister, this comes from Ad News. Israeli Defense Minister, if Pakistan sends ground troops into Syria on any pretext, we will destroy them. Wait, well, we will destroy. Well, this was the article that I just reposted. This one was the so-called the fake news where now Pakistan responded. So check out that one. And I posted it there. So next article comes from, this one comes from Reuters. And this one, China lodges protests over Taiwan content in the U.S. defense bill. In the U.S. defense bill. This is critical, and we're definitely going to talk about this real quick. Let me just pull this one up real quick. And this was a part of the overall plan, and this was this comes from Reuters, and this was on Sunday. This came out. China logs protests over Taiwan content in U.S. defense bill. China has logged stern representation with the United States after President Barack Obama signed into law a U.S. defense policy bill that suggests a plan to conduct high-level military exchange with self-ruled Taiwan, part of the $618 billion National Defense Authorization Act, which is nothing more than a Nazi policy from the past, where they actually got this from, expressed the sense of Congress that the U.S. Department of Defense should conduct a program of senior military exchange between the United States and Taiwan. Once again, conduct a program of senior military exchanges between the United States and Taiwan. So what the heck does that mean? Well, that means that this is the overall war with China, and the One China policy being actually challenged and actually dismantled. In a statement late Saturday, the Chinese foreign minister said it had logged a protest with the United States over the Taiwan context of the act and expresses its strongest opposition. Taiwan is Chinese territory purely in an internal matter, the ministry said, and noted that part of the defense policy bill referring to Taiwan was not legally binding, but said that it would interfere with China's internal affairs and that China could not accept. We urge the United States to abide by the promise made to China on the Taiwan issue, stop U.S.-Taiwan military contacts and arms sales to Taiwan, and to avoid damaging the Sino-U.S. ties and peace established stability in the Taiwan Strait. China was upset earlier this month after the U.S. celebrity president-elect Donald Trump talked by phone with the Taiwan president. Defeated nationalist forces fled to Taiwan at the end of the Civil War with the communists in 1949. China has never renounced the use of force to bring Taiwan under its control. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to really start to ramp it up. This is the agenda of the future, and this is what is going to be the adversities that we are going to be facing because we have allowed ourselves to be led to destruction by the same entity. So check out that article. Next article. Let me set this up real quick. Next article comes from... One second. Next one. Article comes from... This one comes from... this one is also from Reuters. One second. This one is also from Reuters. And this one, Russia calls U.S. moves to better arms Russia calls U.S. moves to better arm Syrian rebels a hostile act. And this was from Reuters. Check out that this is all part of this whole paradigm. Next article comes from... This one comes from Reuters as well. ECB, the European Central Bank, tells Monti DePasqui it needs to raise 8.8 billion euros. And then they just made it a little lenient for them to do it because the third largest bank and the oldest bank in the world is basically totally insolvent. And the third largest economy in the euro is imploding. The banking sector is imploding, definitely there. So check out that article, posted that one. Then I think that was pretty much it. Oh no, here we go. There's a couple of other articles. This one came from Reuters as well. Italians, Monti di Paschi Bank shortfalls reaches 9.2 billion. And this one came from RT. We posted that one as well. Next article from Sputnik. Chinese seeks to become the first to land a probe on the dark side of the moon. So check out that article. Next one, a very, very important article with this overall strategical and militarization in the strategical positioning for World War III and Global Nuclear War I, which I think will be a global nuclear war one, but I don't think that they're going to use the nukes to totally destroy the planet. They're going to use tactical nukes, in my opinion. India keeps close watch on Nepal-China military drills. Check out that article. India and China are arch enemies, and you know the BRIC nations that they're a part of. That's probably the only, because China and India actually have border exchange armed confrontations on their borders from time to time. And this was one of the things that I was always concerned about with the BRICS establishment, because I didn't think that was, but hey, all, you know, when it comes to big business has a way of making enemies friendly, just like China's not really partial to Russia. They're actually enemies as well. But hey, big business has a way of making enemies friendly. So, and that's something that many of us should start to learn. Next article, do we have another article? Yes, we had another article, and this was from my man Jambone. Sent this one. Let me just, my man Jambone sent this one, Tony, Jam. This one came from NBC. I got him come up with a name for that network. And I will. Space mining. The intergalactic gold rush is on. The next gold rush will be intergalactical in 2009. My man Jambone sent me a message. Yo, Dave, check out this article. It's just like you said. It's actually coming to pass. Yep, it sure is. So very, very important, and we need to know we need to know the true nature of real money and assets and get away from these lies that man tells us. So we'll talk about that probably later on at some time. I'm going to make that a feature, so we'll come back to this later on. Okay? All right, everyone. So getting ready to go into a commercial break. That's what's in the news. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to play something for you all and set it up. I think we're all set up. And I'll just tell you what it is. And we really, really need to look at the deceptions of what's being set up for us all in this overall war paradigm. And this right now we are moving into a sphere and a space of war with China. And there's a reason why, and you should know so that you do not fall victim to this. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Kando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. I just want to thank you all for listening today. And today's show, we're definitely going to look at what's going on in the world. I think it's very, very important that we establish some understanding and from a historical, even though some of history, as William Churchill had said, history will be kind to England because England will write it. You have to take it with a grain of salt and understand the lies and the deceptions that are within history, which are great. But if you understand some of the things, then what you'll start to see is that there is really no form of the authorities that you can trust. And that's a great thing to learn and understand just how deep it is. Then you'll see that there is no such thing as conspiracy theory. There is just conspiracy agendas. And you can start to protect yourself, your family, and our community in an appropriate manner and in a very effective and efficient way. You could protect yourself and have some level of shielding from all of the disinformation and all of the lies and the overall agenda of depopulation and control and subjugation and enslavement I would like to say that the geopolitical and the corporate fascist entities like to live by. And I always say ways and means. Ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. And once we realize how important we are as individuals, as being a living entity, and all the other living entities around us are just as equally relevant and important, then there can be a exchange and an agreement and a relationship that's evenly yoked. If you continue to allow yourselves to be enslaved, impoverished, subjugated, domesticated, schooled, you will continue to have what you've had in the past. And I just want to bring some examples of these events so that you can see the overall strength, necessity, and the power that you have as an individual. There was no mistake in your living life force. Your free will is not a mistake, but it can be misused in a very dangerous way. When, in my opinion, one of the most dangerous things that you could ever do is to surrender your free will to someone else's control. Then they will have your life and you won't have it. They will have your eternal energy and you won't have it. They will create a hell for you to live in. They will establish and build a hell for you to walk into. And because of the overall controlling factors, most likely we have and you will walk right into that hell. And I would just hope that you will start to realize your overall importance, not from a manufactured ideology, not from a manufactured method of control of nationalism or any other thing. Because when you really think about it, in your overall journey in life, you were created alone. You were created and you came into you came into this physical existence by yourself. You ultimately live alone. Yes, you have people all around you, but your unique abilities are individually special, given to you alone. And I think that those talents and those abilities weren't meant for you to surrender to any other man, any other person, or any other lie. But if you can be deceived out of that, then all's for the taking. And this is what we want to prevent. So today's show is designed to conquer, a glimpse at the conscious plague. What's the conscious plague? The conscious plague is the lie, in my opinion, that has been perpetuated, indoctrinated, schooled, and has been agendized throughout the history that the institutions want to tell you about. And they try to, as much as possible, the institutions and those that benefit from the energy stealing, the thieves, the energy thieves is what I now call them, the energy thieves. Those energy thieves gain from your ignorance, your inability to think on our own, develop and use our own free will, and your surrenderance of your overall physical life in this momentary period in eternity, known as your human existence, your living, your physical existence. So this conscious plague is because these individuals have the same talents, and not the same, they have talents and capabilities just like you. They have a free will, but they've decided to use it in a direction to dissolute and to enslave and subjugate people. And until we see that this conscious plague is something that we should avoid at all costs, because it is contagious. It will continue to reduplicate itself. It will continue to manifest itself, and it will continue to destroy. And not only that, it will actually erase more of your abilities to defeat it the longer we allow it to rule in our lives. So this is a great plague. This, and I call it the conscious plague. So what I want to do is I want to take a look at, there's a coming war with China. And in this coming war, America will be defeated. And see, many of us would say that's good, and I understand, yes, it is, but in actuality, nothing will change. There will be the same objectives. It will be done by different methods. There will be a different hierarchy, but it still would be the same slave. What I mean by the same slaves is that, yes, they will have different people representing and actually enslaved and be the face or the poster child of enslavement, but the overall controlling factors will not change at all. And this is something that we need to be aware of, because if we're not aware of it, we'll fall for it, and guess what? We will become what we had to endure. We will be so adversely affected by this conscious plague that we will think by participating in the system and actually acting in which they taught, the way that they taught us to act, that there will be some freedom at the end of those actions, and that is not going to be the case. Never has been, never will be the case. Freedom never left us, because it's not something that can leave you. It can only be surrendered by you. Freedom is the execution of your free will. It's the energizing of your free will. It's never left us. But it definitely can be used. Your free will can be used to enslave you when you surrender it. So this war with China is coming, and we read a lot about it here on Tando, but what I want to do is I want to take like 30 minutes. I want you to listen to this one author. He's going to give you some historical background about the relationship with China and Russia, China and the U.S., and then I'm going to come back and give you my opinion and my take on it and why this is so effective and why it's so important. And I want you to just listen to how some of the old and the same methods to enslave people just rehashes itself in a different form. And the overall, how you subjugate people is always the same. You have to get them to follow. You have to get them. You have to get people to surrender their free will to be led. So, what I want to do, the name of this author, he wrote a book called The China Mirage, and his name is James Bradley. But it's very important that we look at some historical events, and you can see how things are building up. And then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to try to put this together a little bit more so that you can see what's really going on, so that you can have your overall free will adhered to. Yes.
Can I ask two quick questions before you start the audio?
Who is this?
This is Rob in Milwaukee.
What's up, Rob in Milwaukee? Yeah, go ahead, man.
What is free will, and how do we exercise it under oppression?
What is free will? Great question, Rob. And how do we exercise it under oppression? Is that that was the question, brother?
Yes.
Yeah. Great question. One thing that I will always say to you is that every question that you have is already in you, the answer to them all, because once you ask a question, the question is much more important than the answer. It's because a question is eternal. And this is a great question. In my opinion, what is free will? Free will is, a lot of people say that we waste time. There's no such thing as time. That was something that was created by man to manipulate the overall stealing of your free will. So what is free will? Free will is actually your ability to decide where you are going to give energy to. And in that decision of your free will, just case in point, let's take a basketball player, one that shoots free throws well and one that doesn't. The one that does shoot free throws well they've decided to execute their free will a lot of times to practice that more. Where the one that doesn't has not put in the sufficient energy for their talent level to reach the ability that they really want to. Because nothing is, you can accomplish anything. So free will is nothing more than the execution of your energy. Energy is eternal. It can't be, I don't believe that there people ever die. That's a lie that man has told you. I've been in the presence of many people that have made the great transformation at that very moment. And I'll tell you, it's the most beautiful thing that I've ever experienced. So free will is your energy, how you decide it to be used. Every day you execute your overall free will. You can decide to go left. You can decide to go right. You can decide to go straight or go backwards. The decision is always yours. Now, the circumstances around you may change to where you aren't in control of other things that happen to you. That's very true. That's very true. A car can come towards you. You have no control over that. But what you do have control over is your response of your energy to everything around you. So it doesn't matter if that car is coming towards you. You can respond to that car by the base off of your energy and your free will. If the car has, it means you good, has good intentions for you, or it means to run you over. Okay. The decision is still yours and how you're going to respond to it. So now the second part of your question is, how do you execute your free will in oppression? One of the first things that I think that you have to understand is that you're not oppressed. That is something that has been schooled to us all. They've indoctrinated and hammered that in every single individual in this world that you can't be a city hall. Only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes. You can't go up against the government. You can't go against the establishment. You're oppressed because of this. You're oppressed because of that. No, there's no such thing as an oppression, other than the greatest oppression is the one that we place ourselves in. When you give energy to that overall agenda, case in point, there's a bus to the plantation. If you get on that bus, you sit down on that bus and you allow the driver to take you to the destination of that bus. And that bus's destiny, and they put on it, the destination is the plantation. If we get on that bus, we have given our energy to those that have a direction for us. The key is you don't have to get on that bus. I don't care what anybody ever tells you. You have the most powerful thing in your free will. You can decide. Whatever you decide to do, you can do. But there are consequences for every decision that we make. Or there's a reaction that the universe and all the other energy, living forms around us may choose to respond to. Little do we know, because we don't really haven't been taught this in so-called in schools, because schools don't teach you anything. Schools domesticate you. Little do we know, everything that we do, the actual living beings around us have a choice to respond to us or not. In some instances, they don't. The earth, the universe, the birds, the trees, sometimes they do. Just like you and I. So how do we execute our free will under oppression? First of all, you walk away from your cell of oppression. There is no greater captivity than when you allow yourselves, and when we allow ourselves to enslave our own selves, mentally, physically, and spiritually. When we actually give energy to the deceptive tactics that have been schooled to us in the institutions. Now, does that mean that someone else, someone, another living being, will not decide to try to run you over with a car? No, it does not, because they have that ability in executing their free will. But what it does mean is, what is your response to that going to be? Once again, it always goes back to you. And then you become your family. And then our family becomes our community. So, bro, that's, in my opinion, what free will is and how you execute it in so-called oppression. First thing you do is you erase the oppression. There is no such thing as that. And once we realize that, what we're dealing with is actually people trying to harm you in different, by different methods. And if their methods work, they're going to continue to using those methods because they do work, until we decide that they no longer work on us from our response. So I would say that I don't think that we should continue to follow the overall indoctrinated agendas of the past, from civil rights to the falsehoods that have been established among us all, to the destructive nature that's been established. We don't need to get on that bus, because everyone that gets on that bus will be ridden to the plantation, because they did build the plantation. And in building that plantation, they can't, someone may be able to physically force you to do something by means of overcoming your energy, your physical energy with their physical energy, but there's not one living entity in this universe that can defeat your free will. That can't be taken by force. It can only be surrendered by you, the individual. So I hope I answered that for you, bruh. And I would definitely say, man, continue to ask questions. Continue to, don't just take my word or anything, because it's no authoritative word at all. It's not. I'm not a person of authority. I'm not a person that knows much at all. I just live by my own decree, and I think it's very powerful that we all do that.
Well, no, I think you answered the questions, and I understand what you are understand what you're saying. Thank you.
Cool. Much love, much respect, brother. great question, and most powerful person you know is you. Create your own heaven, so that if someone creates a hell, let them abide there. We don't have to join them. So check this out. All right, so getting back to the show. So what I want to do is I want to check out, and I'm sorry about that, Rob, I didn't see you in queue because I was on a different page, so I'm glad that you jumped in. If anyone has a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star and see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up. Okay, so what I want to do is give some historical deceptions, show you some historical deceptions that were in the past and how they're going to be used in the future. So there's this one guy that wrote this book, the China Mirage. I want you to listen to some of the things that they're saying, because I think it's critical, because in the future we're going to be challenged with a train, a plane, and a car that's going to try to run us over, and a bus that's going to try to put us where they want us to go. But the key is that we don't have to get on it. So I'm going to pull this up real quick. I want you to carefully listen to and try to set this up right, and try to cut out some of the other stuff, but listen to, it's only going to be about 30 minutes. Listen to what he says, and then we'll come back and finish it out. I'll probably cut it in half because of the time that we have. So I want you to hear this China Mirage, because in my opinion, all of these governments are in one big fraternity against the general population of the world. They create the buses and the plantations to take you to. So here we go. Listen up.
A Navy member of the flag raising. And the truth is that the Marines were struggling with the pole. Five Marines were struggling with the pole up on Iwo Jima. And then the sergeant, Sergeant Mike Strank, said to my father, "Hey, Doc, lend us a hand." So the moral there is that the Marines could not get a flag up without the Navy. Hate to tell you that. But thank you for having me. My fourth book, The China Mirage, and it's about a lot of myths in American history. The China Mirage recalls U.S. relations from George Washington to Richard Nixon. And the China Mirage refers to this intellectual stumbling block in the American mind about the biggest country in Asia, China. And it's the idea that Americans for generations have hoped and prayed and believed that old China is going to go away. We don't really like how China is conducting its affairs. And a new China is going to arise. And this new China is going to be a little easier to get along with, a little more hip, a little more modern, a little more westernized, Americanized, and pray to Jesus, hopefully Christianized. And this idea, this mirage has been in the American mind for generations, but it's a mirage that has no roots in Asia. Now, this is not just some small intellectual concept. As you'll see, the China Mirage has resulted in over 200,000 American combat deaths in three preventable wars, World War II in the Pacific, Korea, and Vietnam. The China Mirage has distorted U.S. domestic politics. McCarthyism is rooted in this China Mirage, and it has warped U.S. foreign policy. I mean, incredibly enough, for 30 years of your and my lifetime, the United States State Department said to the world, hey, look at those billion Chinese in China on the mainland. They're not real Chinese. Let's look over here to this rock in the Pacific, Taiwan. This is the true China. This is the American-loving China. And we only recognize Taiwan and ignored for a generation those billion Chinese on the mainland. That's a distortion of U.S. foreign policy. So that's a little summary, but let's put some meat on the bones. The Statue of Liberty, symbol of liberty. We've all seen this in our history books. You know, there's many other pictures that, many other things that were happening at the same time that we're not as eager to show. Here's a picture of the Chinese being cleaned out of Chinatown. So at the same time that we were putting up a statue saying we welcomed everyone into our mosaic, we were also ethnic cleansing the Chinese out of the United States. This is the story. The Chinese from the Pearl River Delta heard about Gold Mountain, the gold rush in California. And they came here in great numbers. The Chinese were very skilled miners. And they mined more efficiently than the white miners, and this created a lot of animosity. And as you probably know, there are a lot of new laws to restrict the Chinese ability to mine. And then along came Abraham Lincoln and the desire to have a transcontinental railroad. Well, white laborers worked on the railroad. Some started in the east going west, and some started in California going east. The white laborers in California hit the Sierra Nevada mountains, that hard granite, and they threw down their picks in defeat. And we had to bring in the Chinese, who had a little skill in building the Great Wall of China and a few other projects for a few thousand years. And they bored through the Sierra Nevadas, and the governor of California wrote to the president of the United States, and he said, without the special skills of the Chinese laborers, the western part of this great transcontinental railway would not have been completed. Well, after the Transcontinental Railway was complete, the Chinese dispersed all over the West, and there were Chinatowns in almost every railroad town in the United States. A true rendering, or I should say, John Wayne movies would be accurate if John Wayne stayed in a Chinese hotel and he bought his bullets in a Chinese hardware store and he ate in a Chinese restaurant. The Chinese were all over the western part of the United States. But this was a problem for the Americans. Here's a picture of the final stake on the Transcontinental Railway being driven. You'll notice that it only has whites in the picture. This is very interesting because the rail in the picture was laid down by Chinese laborers early that morning. And then when it came time to take the picture, we pushed the Chinese out of the picture frame, just as we've tried to push their contributions out of American history. So when the Chinese dispersed around the West, a terrible thing was about to happen. They would breed with the white women, and then democracy might fall. So the United States Congress, in its wisdom, in 1982, determined that you couldn't get democracy into those Chinese noggins, that Chinese brains couldn't absorb democracy. That's really what the U.S. Senate did say. You'll see their official language in the book. And they said, therefore, for the health of the Republic, it's necessary to exclude the Chinese from the United States. Up until 1882, there was no concept of illegal immigration. We welcomed everyone into our mosaic until, for the first time, we excluded somebody, and it was the Chinese on the basis of race. Here's a picture of the chief of police of Seattle leading vigilantes. They surrounded Chinatown, gave the Chinese 1 hour to get out of town, and put them on a ship. In Tacoma, they put them on trains, ran the trains out to the countryside, stopped the trains, and then shot them. The point here is that we distorted our immigration. If we had not excluded the Chinese from our mosaic in the 19th century, it wouldn't be unusual for Washington Governor Gary Locke to be ambassador to China. We would have had many such back and forth relationships like that across the Pacific. We would have a wide bridge of understanding between the United States and China rather than the narrow rickety bridge that we have right now. So we didn't want any Chinese living next door to us here in the United States, but when we looked at those Chinese over in China, we imagined what they wanted to be. My point is, we scraped the Chinese off the western part of the United States, and it's as if we ended up with a big blank screen, and then we projected imagery of what we wanted the Chinese to be. This picture is taken from a Harper's magazine in the 1800s, and this was the image of the Chinese that we liked. Chinese who looked up to the United States, Chinese that wanted to grow up and be just like us, Americanized and Christianized. This is really what I mean by the China mirage, this American idea that that the Chinese are really looking to be little Democrats like us. So let's jump to the life of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's amazing to me that when we hear the name Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we should immediately think China. It was one of the major influences in young FDR's life. His mother, Sarah Delano Roosevelt, grew up in a mansion in Hong Kong. Sarah Delano Roosevelt was the one who paid Franklin's bills. Franklin Roosevelt never had any big, high-paying jobs. He was a public servant most of his life. But he had yachts, he had townhouses in New York, summer place up in Maine. Where did that money come from? It came from the Delano line. Where did the Delanos get the money? Grandpa Warren Delano was the American opium king of China. He was the biggest American opium dealer. So it's as if the Cali cartel shoving cocaine into the United States grew a president of Colombia. Now, people are surprised Warren Delano was an opium dealer, a criminal in the eyes of the Chinese. And some people think this is just a little slice of an unusual slice of history that I've picked out, but it isn't. If you go all over the East Coast, you'll see the influence of opium fortunes. Look at, go to the camp.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is real quick, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump back into this. I want you just to hear some of this, and so we're going to put this together, why this should matter to us, because it's all a big facade, and this whole thing is being replayed out in order to subjugate and enslave the whole planet by the few that have decided to do that, and these are the methods in which they do this all. And it's just not just the Chinese. It's many, many. It's definitely within the black cult community. It's within our community, and we're going to definitely take a look at that, how this same ideology has been affected so that we can start to see some real succinct truths and some real succinct threats to us all, because once we give in to authority, we have no longer have a sovereign way. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation after we finish this, definitely hit us up at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **, and that way we'll see you in queue once we finish this, and then we'll come back. And of course, you know, just for me and my overall, with my I really push for us to have real assets, because when you have assets, you have no need for a boss. And that's one of the things that is critical in the culture of the Chinese, is the overall asset securing for the people. And just that is something that we've walked away from and within our community. And we have a long history with the Chinese in that. And I'm going to put that all together later on as we put this together, and you see how the divide and the conquer mentality and the overall plague, the conscious plague, has been spread, and that communicable disease has taken effect on many of us. So I want to jump back into this. So just listen closely to it all and hear how this is coming about, and you'll see some very, very important keys as they repeat what has worked so well for them in the past. They're going to try to repeat again. So let's get back to the overall. Here we go.
Campus at Yale University, the tomb, which is the headquarters for the Skull and Bone Society.
I'm going to push it back just a little bit so we can pick up right where we left off.
He was the biggest American opium dealer. So it's as if the Cali cartel, shoving cocaine into the United States, grew a president of Colombia. Now, people are surprised Warren Delano was an opium dealer, a criminal in the eyes of the Chinese. And yeah, some people think this is just a little slice of an unusual slice of history that I've picked out, but it isn't. If you go all over the East Coast, you'll see the influence of opium fortunes. go to the campus at Yale University. The tomb, which is the headquarters for the Skull and Bone Society, is on the campus of Yale University. That tomb is still financially supported by the Russell Trust. Warren Delano worked for the Russell family. It was the Russell company that he worked for, the biggest opium dealers in China. Yale is built on land donated by opium barons. The number one most famous building on Columbia's campus is the Lowe Library. That's named after Abbot Lowe, who dealt opium with Warren Delano out there in China. Princeton University's first big benefactor was Stephen Green. Stephen Green took over Russell and Company's opium operations after Warren Delano returned back to the United States a rich man. America's first manufacturing city, Lowell, Massachusetts, was founded by opium money. The first railroads in the East Coast, opium money. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the great transcendentalist, how come he had so much time to sit around and think? Because he married into an opium fortune. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Coolidge family, opium, Chiquita Banana.
Okay, let me stop real right there. The Council on Foreign Relations, remember we talked about that last week, and all of this is starting to... You can see how all of this comes together. It's a big web of deception. The Council on Foreign Relations, and I'm going to come back to that a little bit later, so remember that. But here we go. I'm not going to interrupt anymore.
AT&T. Scratch the history of anybody with the name China. Princeton University's first big benefactor was Stephen Green. Stephen Green took over Russell and Company's opium operations after Warren Delano returned back to the United States a rich man. America's first manufacturing city, Lowell, Massachusetts, was founded by opium money. The first railroads in the East Coast, opium money. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the great transcendentalist, how come he had so much time to sit around and think? Because he married into an opium fortune. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Coolidge family, opium, Chiquita Banana, AT&T. Scratch the history of anybody with the name Forbes in their name, like Secretary of State John Forbes Kerry, and you'll see an opium fortune. His great-grandfather was an opium dealer. So, you know, when the Chinese talk about 100 years of humiliation, this is what they're talking about. We were shoving opium under the under the eyes of the British, French, and the United States navies. Warren Delano was consul out there in Canton and welcomed the first Navy ships, U.S. Navy ships, to participate in the first opium war. Go over to Canton, which is Guangzhou now, and you'll see statues celebrating the man who asked Warren Delano to please stop smuggling opium. Go to New York's Chinatown. You'll see the Chinese Americans have erected two statues to their heroes. One is to Confucius. The other one is to Commissioner Lin, the official that asked Warren Delano to give up his opium stock. So now let's jump to the 20th century. Sun Yat-sen was the George Washington of China. And here's the number one money man was Charlie Song. I love the story of Charlie Song in this book. Charlie Song, at a young age, immigrated to the East Coast of America. And that was a smart move, because on the West Coast, we were shooting the Chinese into the sea. Charlie, as a 18-year-old, goes to North Carolina, and Southern Methodists in North Carolina convert him, and the newspapers hail this. Charlie Song is the only North Carolinian Chinese Christian, the newspapers say. And the Southern Methodists in North Carolina think Charlie is going to go back as a missionary and help with this a new China that's going to be grown. China's going to be Americanized, Christianized. Charlie Song is going to help out. Well, Charlie goes back to China, and he quickly realizes what the American missionaries won't admit, and that is very few Chinese want to be Christianized and Americanized. So Charlie's a smart guy. He sees the missionary pipeline of money going to China. Millions of dollars from American pews going to China. Nothing happening in China. The Chinese aren't converting, but American missionaries are writing letters back, the China Mirage, saying for just a few more dollars, the Chinese will eventually become Christianized. Charlie Song sees that pipeline and he decides to tap into it. Charlie makes a deal with the American Bible Society to print Bibles in Shanghai. The missionaries are buying Bibles from Charlie to pursue the dream, and Charlie gets rich on the China Mirage. Charlie Song has a remarkable family, brilliant kids. The famous Song sisters, Eileen Qingling and Mei Ling Song, and a brilliant son, TV Song. And Charlie educates his children in the United States at Harvard, Wellesley, and Wesleyan University. These four kids spend a combined 40 years, four decades in the United States being educated, and they're the only Chinese in their universities. And in talking to their American classmates, they quickly understand Americans don't know much about China, but they believe this mirage that China's about to be Christianized. And just like their father, they figure out a way to tap into that missionary pipeline for great riches. At this time in the early 1930s, China's future was being tussled over by Mao Zedong and Chiang Kai-shek. What I didn't realize till I wrote this book is that even before Franklin Delano Roosevelt came into office in 1933, Mao was a winner and Chiang Kai-shek was a loser. You'll see in the book that Mao and Chiang fought titanic battles in the early 1930s. Millions of dead, millions of casualties. And Mao Zedong beat Chiang Kai-shek every single time. Mao was a winner, but Mao didn't get any publicity in the United States. We didn't know this because the Song family had taken over the job of propagandizing for Chiang Kai-shek. Eileen Song, the leader of the Song family, called in Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek and said, look, China's richest family, we Song, will ally with you against Mao Zedong under four conditions. Number one, you put my husband in as your prime minister. Number two, you put my brother in as your treasury secretary. Number three, you marry my younger sister. And number four, we're going to convert you and make you a Christian. So Eileen Song puts her family in Chiang Kai-shek's bedroom pockets and office and makes them a Christian. All of a sudden, you have this imagery of Chiang Kai-shek, who's basically a little Hitler warlord, reading the Bible, and Americans are seeing this, and oh my God, the China Mirage is about to come about. All we have to do is support Chiang Kai-shek, and this China Mirage will happen. So you begin to see images like this. Chiang Kai-shek and Mei Ling Song married, front page of New York Times. Oh my God, older pictures of Chinese being married were studies in strangeness. Pagans with long fingernails and ponytails and man dresses. Now all of a sudden, here's a Brooks Brothers wedding. They played Christian hymns at the wedding. The China Mirage is about to happen. China's about to be Christianized. Well, the truth in China was that Mao Zedong was rising and Chiang Kai-shek was falling. Chiang Kai-shek was kidnapping his soldiers. He would strip them nude, tie them up, and walk them away from their provinces so they wouldn't run away. He'd strip them nude at night so they wouldn't escape. He had horrible desertions and fatalities in his army. And on the other side, people were walking over the mountains to join Mao Zedong's movement. But America didn't get that message. The message from China came from the Song family. T.B. Song was a Harvard graduate. He bonded with Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the Oval Office. The State Department did not want the Song family in direct contact with President Roosevelt. They wrote memos about it, that this is not a good idea to go around the State Department, but FDR and T.B. Song bonded. FDR would later give Chiang Kai-shek and the Song family more money than we spent on the atom bomb. They were very successful in their lobbying. And again, FDR saw imagery and heard stories of how Chiang Kai-shek wanted to put a new deal into China. Chiang Kai-shek wanted to have a Christianized China, and Mao Zedong was just a bandit off to the side that nobody had to worry about. The opposite of reality in China, the China mirage in Washington at odds with China reality in China. Henry Luce was the founder of Time magazine. This was the first huge multimedia juggernaut. And Henry Luce was born in China, the son of missionaries. And Henry Luce did everything he possibly could to promote Chiang Kai-shek. Great Christian leader. He used the great resources of his multimedia empire.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. And one second. I'm going to stop it there. And the reason why I wanted to play this for you all is because this is critical, as you'll start to see. We won't have time, but there's a couple of things that you'll see in controlling, subjugating, and enslaving people. The exact same thing that happened in the Chinese community was first practiced and was practiced within our community. And you're going to see some similarities as I start to put this together later on. But the real reason why I wanted to show this is that the deception of these things, one, it's always done by illegal means through financing by way of the sale of drugs that destroy people. Drugs that absolutely destroy the body. What they do is they take those drugs and they chemically change them so that those drugs will actually have a very destructive ability in the human body. Why do you want to do that? Because that is the breaking down of the overall free will of the person to surrender. Then it's done by finance, then it's done by religion, then it's done by military force, then it's done by economics and then industrialization. This is how they conquer. This is how the plague of consciousness is perpetuated to destroy communities. And you'll see in the next time that we play this next part is only like 15 minutes and is a very, very crucial part. You'll see how this starts to play out. But here's the thing that's so important with this is that this same ideology, the same agenda is being pushed today and is being sped up. And the thing about what happened in the past is that it caused for a civil war within China that is going to be actually mirrored here, and it caused for a global war to establish from that. And it developed a nuclear war that was established from that. And the exact same thing is going to happen. One of the things that you heard is that Roosevelt gave more money to the Song family than he did to the atomic bomb program. But at that same time, they were developing the atomic bomb program in the Bikini Islands and the Marshall Islands to actually use that as a way to perpetuate their agenda. And the agenda that's being perpetuated is subjugation and enslavement. They give you the facade that is something other than what it really is. Slavery has never, ever, ever ended because people have given up their free will and surrendered that to the authorities and to the fears of the authorities. And that's what's being established. One of the things about You know, you the bikini. If you're not familiar with the atomic energy program, that was the same family that bought you the atomic bomb, the Oppenheimer family. It's the same family that bought you the iPhone, not Steve Jobs. It was Peter Oppenheimer. It was actually the son of the father of the atomic bomb. And all of this was established through the arrangements and the science and the stolen technical abilities of the Nazis. And they conjured all of this together, and you'll see how that starts to play out. Why is that so important? That is so important because what we're really seeing is that these entities, and I say from the entities, from the corporations to the government entities and through the propaganda, once again, you start to get an introduction into Time Magazine, how that came about. And we're going to take a look at how propaganda was used so much in the past and how it's been used against us and against you and everyone else here for to perpetuate a lie of something that was not true. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but until we start to look at what we're truly facing, we may not know that bus that is coming to pick us up is really, its destination is the plantation. And until we understand and see from the past events, the past lives, that those same truths are affecting us today in Detroit, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, everywhere, Raleigh, Charlotte, Miami. And this agenda has always been about one thing and one thing only: to lie, steal, and destroy, and to create chaos in order to maintain control and to steal energy, to get you to surrender your free will to them. And they do it by very, very defined ways, some of the ways that we talked about. And as you'll see as we go on in this, you're going to see how this was used to perpetuate what is going to be brought back about tomorrow. Yesterday's ills will bring even more of tomorrow's ills. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And one of the things that I hope that you picked up is that the overall illicit, chemically induced drug trade was key to establishing. Not only did it destroy our community by the same means and methods, it destroyed many a community, because the overall design is that it's easier to, when you divide and you sub and you quarantine and you place off and you are able to separate people, you can effectively attack them by taking, but first getting them addicted to something, having either by the economy, by the nationalism, through the falsehood of schooling, and then by its food source, and to chemically induce them by way of medicine and vaccinations, and actually changing the overall, what the great creator has given for every disease that man has created, God has a herb to cure, by actually toxifying that herb, that beneficial herb, by chemically inducing that herb to change its overall potency and its overall capability. Now you have people at your beckoning control. This was a very decisive plan, and we need to see it for what it really is, because if we don't know what it is that we're really facing, then we won't have the overall ability to discern its direction so that we won't be affected by that direction. Very, very important. So if you have a question or comment in the last, how much time we got, 5 minutes that we have, give us a call. 866-510-9025. And I wanted to start that, and you're going to see that there's going to be something very, very important. We talked about it here on Tando in our first year about how the World War II actually started, how the U.S. got into World War II. That was a lie. You'll see how that comes about. We talked about it, but it's much worse than what you'll hear the next time that we play this. Is very, very important. So we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. Scotty, did you have something?
I was just, I did not know that about the Franklin. Was that Franklin Roosevelt or Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah, I did not know that that's where their money came from, but it does not surprise me, as if you look back over history of all their quote-unquote great men, most of their fortunes have been made in an immoral manner, in my opinion. Whether it was from slavery, whether it was from stealing land, whether it was from dealing drugs. And, you know, I know a lot of the listeners of Black Talk Radio Network, you know, we don't get a lot into religion or spirituality. From time to time, we may talk about those things. But, like, when I look at this current epidemic right now, North Carolina being third in the nation for poor crackers in rural areas overdosing on drugs, I feel like, you know, this is you reaping, your community reaping what you have sown, what you have allowed others to sow. And stood by, you know, during the 90s crack epidemic. And I do believe this current drug epidemic is fueled once again by the CIA and other, you know, dirty dealings of the U.S. government to fund their dirty wars, off the book wars and what have you. So thanks for sharing that. I love history. It's always been my favorite subject, and I learned something new. But I am certainly not surprised.
Oh, without a doubt. The Cocaine Introduction Agency, that's what it stands, that's what that stands for. But yeah, it's very, very important. And not only that, from Kerry, from the Forbes family, all of this, you'll see something. They always create more of, and they establish, they have to get people, their overall frequencies to change, and they do it by a chemical inducing. And this is what they do, and this is how they do it.
And you do got another caller from Arlington, from I believe from Texas. But let me also say this right quick. Never mind. Go ahead and take the call. Maybe it'll come back to me. I lost my train of thought. Okay. But you got a caller from 817.
Caller from Texas. You're on with Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Peace, Dave. This is Jafari, Dallas, Texas. I'm going to make this real quick, man. Thanks for the show. Y'all always dropping good information. You, Scotty, the whole program. I just want to know, man, what is the name of that audio that you were just playing?
His name is James Bradley, and it's The China Mirage. He wrote a book called The China Mirage.
Okay. Can I find that on YouTube?
You should be able to, okay. I mean, because that's where I got it from. Yeah, you'll be able to get it from YouTube, yeah.
James Bradley, The China Mirage.
Sure you try to, because YouTube is now censoring a lot of stuff, and they'll take stuff down. So make sure you try to, if you're going to look for that, try to get that as soon as possible, because they're definitely going to take it up. And then the next part of it, we're going to play, and you definitely need to hear, and then it coincides with what. But he's not telling it the way that my research is learned, because he has his own direction for everything. But yes, very, very important.
Right. Yeah. It was some really interesting information. So I definitely want to dig into it and see, because I didn't get a chance to listen to the entire broadcast, but what I heard piqued my interest. So yeah. Thanks again. I just want to thank you guys, man, for the work y'all are doing. Keep it up.
For sure, brother. Thanks for calling in, man. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Oh, yeah. I know what it was, Dave. Okay.
Yes,
one of the other things I was thinking about when they were talking about how they hid the contribution of the Chinese to the building of America. And I'm like, why do I know why they do this. But I'm like, they just try to hide. Why do they need to hide all the non-white people's contributions to, but also in the railroads, one of the things they left out, he talking about these white men, you know, were building it out and they couldn't get through the Sierra mountains and whatnot. But prison slave labor, man, that was the period also when they were transforming it from plantation slavery to prison slavery, because many of the people who worked on them railroads were convicts, were black people who were leased out from the prisons to the railroad companies and whatnot. So, but this is that hidden history, man, and that's why it's important that we get, that we read, that we look up these documentaries that's not so much in the mainstream. You know what I'm saying? You can find it, the information, if you look. So thanks for sharing that, man. But that's just one of the things I was thinking about as that was playing.
And see, you're going to see how I'm going to pull this all together, because, of course, our community and our family has been adversely affected by this in so many ways. But one of the things that I do this because I really think is necessary for us to know the tactics of how these things work, so that whenever these tactics come along, we can identify them for what they always have been, because they haven't changed. Now, here's the thing, and you're absolutely right, Scotty. One of the things about this system is that it cares not about it. It loves power. It has no. It doesn't love. It loves power. It doesn't know the power of love. Mm-hmm. They will destroy. This system is set to destroy every single and to subjugate people, and they use that as a dividing thing so that people will be engaged in looking at something instead of coming back and looking at the energy of it all. If we identify the energy, it doesn't have to have an individual attached to it.
One last question.
The energy of destruction that this whole thing is really about, this is how they're able to get the facade for it to jump from one place. When they do this to every single person on this planet, and they do it at a different level because that best serves the overall agenda, and the deception is so great.
I have another question, Dave. As I was listening also, they were talking about when you were sharing the news stories, and you said that China just had that one aircraft carrier. Now, I had heard this last week on a different program, and it just got me to thinking. Now, bear with me, Dave. Some people's analysis is based on corporate media, and therefore their analysis, while it may hit upon some things that's right, overall is wrong, because you're getting the propaganda version of the world and you're not getting a true perspective. That's why I like that when you come on, you share news stories from different news sources from all over the world. It's not just CNN or MSNBC or the, you know, the U.S. state propaganda, corporate propaganda outlets. So when your analysis is based off of their reports, you have to be careful, because your analysis may be wrong because you're being fed false information. Case in point, the statement was made that the United States is the most powerful military country in the world, that nobody can do what they do. Look at what they're doing all over the world. Now, I sat back and I listened to that, and I was thinking, and they mentioned that China only has one aircraft carrier, and the United States has many. So they're basing the abilities and the power of the United States military versus China based off what they can see, and not off of they're not taking into consideration every other thing. Just because China or other countries, even I would even say Russia, but China, just because China doesn't use its national energy to invade and destroy and force its will upon other countries like the United States does with, what, over 180 bases worldwide and engaged in many different conflicts, both declared and undeclared at any given time. Don't take that as a sign of strength, okay? And so I wanted to get your thoughts on how do you gauge the U.S. military versus the Chinese military? Do you think that the United States military is so much superior than what China could do?
Wow, Scotty, you know what? And and that's why I emphasize it. China's one aircraft carrier. Now, here's the thing, Scotty, you pick up on it, and I love it. Now, let me hurry up. Okay, so now, here's what it is. China has one aircraft carrier. Well, you have to understand something. What is the aircraft carrier really used for? And just, I'm going to just say this. The military, between the military, the U.S., and everything, the U.S. is a facade of power. It no longer has, nor did it ever really have, any real military power. That was the setup. The U.S. can be easily defeated. I'll say this about aircraft carriers. Aircraft carriers are just like CDs. Or disc players, or in your 8-tracks in your car. They're no longer relevant. They're no longer relevant at all. In today's cyber warfare, in today's warfare, they're irrelevant. This is why Russia only has one, and this is why China only has one, because it's not really necessary. It's good for the propaganda, but it's not really necessary to engage in the war. Now, the military of the United States is no longer has any military might. How do you know this? It's easy, because the United States is no longer the number one economy in the world. China is. That means that China is not only the number one economy in the world, what that really means is that China is the predominant military in the world as well. Now, why is that? Aircraft carriers are dinosaurs. They are slow-moving targets that can be easily hit and destroyed. Not relevant anymore. Yes, in the past, that may have been for at that period in that time, but see, this is the facade that they put in front of you. They want you to think that the past is relevant to today, and it's not. That mantle of military power has been transferred over to China. China is one of the premier and is much more effective and efficient than the United States militarily. That's just the truth.
I mean, Dave, what do you
about China is that China's overall submarine fleet.
I was about to say that, Dave.
Efficient and so well, and they have naval submarine bases that are underwater that they never come up. They actually have built it. This is why the South Sea of China is critical, because it is one of the pathways to the overall naval movement of trade. And China has its own nuclear submarine bases that are underwater that they have built.
Right, right. And why do you need an aircraft carrier when you can build an artificial island to launch your planes from?
Exactly. And let me tell you one, in my opinion, let me tell you, see, China only has one aircraft carrier, and they may build two. They may have two. They may already have one or two. But see, this is the thing. China, in my opinion, this is what's happening here. China doesn't need a seagoing navy, because only a conquering military needs a seagoing navy. Because just like China built the Great Wall of China to keep folks out. The U.S. built aircraft carriers to invade, to block it. See, aircraft carriers are used for this, to bring in an armada of naval force to blockade from trade to be being able to go into your country, and it causes you to starve. And this is how you conquer a nation. China hasn't invaded one country, and it's over and overall. Over its history, it has not invaded one country when it has millions and billions of people at its overall disposal to do that, but they haven't done it. A country with far less has. They have a seagoing navy that needs to have air superiority, because they need air superiority from a foreign land in foreign places because they're not at home. So this is, I would definitely say that China's military capabilities are equal to and surpass the United States. One, because the U.S. has no longer, and this is a part of the agenda, in my opinion, let's just take it from the agenda standpoint, the U.S. no longer has the ability to economically defend itself. If you have no economic ability to defend itself, you have no military means to support the military at all. And this is why they've overextended themselves and having bases all over the world, because they conquer the world. They try to conquer the world. And that becomes a problem when you no longer can be economically relevant. Now you're conquered because you've overextended yourself. China doesn't need an aircraft carrier to go off into the Gulf of Mexico or to go off into off of California or Washington, or it doesn't need to go into the Atlantic. It has no intentions to do that. It has no intention to do that. It doesn't practice manifest destiny. Manifest destiny is always done by military might, by force and by fear. The U.S. has to encompass and surround China. China has not surrounded the U.S., but they have one way. They defeated them asymmetrically, economically. So that is critical. So that is one of the falsehoods of the military, you know, now. And so, and like you said, Scotty, they're building on those islands. Why? They're building on those islands to defend themselves from who? Manifest destiny of the U.S. So, man, with so much to get into, I just want to thank you all for listening today. And then Wise Wednesday. I don't know if Brother Davis is going to be in tomorrow. If he's in, we'll do Wise Wednesday. If not, we'll do a show here. Just want to thank you all. And I would say that definitely be mindful of what's going on, because a lot of the past is repeating itself because it worked so well before. And when we come back, we're definitely going to play this out so that I want you to see what was really going on. And let me tell you, it's not just the U.S. government. Until the people of this world decide that they will dictate their overall direction in lives, instead of having some facade of authority to do that, or until the people of this world decide that there will be no decision without the overall will of the people, on from the standpoint of the individual, the family, and the community, there can be no representation at all, because it's a facade. It is nothing more than a power grab that is going to bring about the conscious plague. So just want to thank you all for listening. Much love and much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And great creator willing, we'll come back in the future with some more. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.